The Laid. By Dunsmore's brig, where the big water turned next to Carrie, the Laid begun. Cut with spade and sweet to carry driving water to the corn mill and lint mill down at Killagan. The Laid, the leaving her to it, run through the world of the Onwitchell's endless days and endless years, world and years long lost. By the wee Pappin's fields it gain, wee fields weel girded with fate-stained dykes, running back to gird his wheel, the slow-hearted rotten o' his black plums, again the scholar's glamming hands. And we thought of the way the wee near man he wondered, jumping again aptly, what come of the fate high coals, swam off in a babbin raw, the day, jumping and squavering, he come off Bab's hook and dug a snite with the blackthorn. Weechel's can, he was what he was. The first reach of the Laid, on its sure way back to the big water. The first reaching wa we hard o wrecked and wrang, on our way we never yet thought war. Pooing and pecking together, we a were mecht, we won the sluice up at the first run off into the big water, sending the water thundering and frozen down o'er the heath grown stains. Cogged it back a wee, let it fa again, and looked for a throat whopping and speltering about, one like thon, the waterfall turned to puddles, like the way you'd whiles fanyan in the wat meadow, where the faulty brew, fornence the fa and face of the lamp bank field, would brust. Oh, it's in accord, maestly. And it was next the bank field, tay, where the Laid run gravely, we sunk the sheets of roasted zinc, held up with binged sods and stains, and tinned to the water ourselves, and swam, or flailed and splashed and spelted anyway. The way the one other thoughts, shed as yet, raw, half-shaped, were joining round the autumn tay, to flail and spelter about somewhere in our heads, watting the bruise. For the bank field to the watering bay, cut out of the brew behind Bab's house, standing yet, mair or less, with the other in a crow of the road, twa crumbling headstones. The Laid run quater, deeper a-weathen, where we sent our ships all round the world. Throats hung trembling in water as clear as glass. Snags, maestly, for the real throats were our in the big water, whar, owler, we sheen method the heath erts o' Ginlan, Dullan, and Baggin. Big throats swam whiles in the Laid tay, but belly up and gapping, carried down for a bend the brig when the lant water was let off. Near necked, maestly, men lake in the dark mern of the lecht. But the eels were big, that come revenish, great, quick, dark shadows, when the herons were gutted and wrenched by the stained steps. The honour tae, we catch the stricklies, and farther down, where the water runs shallow, or a stainy bottom, the wee soaking eels stuck to the stains, and canny, after the stoon o' the own first sight, the bearded grunts. And where the branches bowed o'er the water, twa fechting men would spiel up an hour or swing hand o'er hand to drop fierce seed among trembling German soldiers. Or twa drookit growls would sprachle up the brew and juke to dry their clays in the boiler house afore they were captured in Tinan. Where the Laid gin under the road to Knockahullet stood the wee shop, a modern business new, and the pretty store, a wa new. The wee shop where we bought sparkling special, it was the Wartum, and sweeties when we had only D's or E's, we were twarthy coppers, and a 4 hour long the first single woodbins. The pretty store, where the curtit bangs o' blues and whites were walled in the chute and bagged in hunterwechts, and whar on what days a wind would gather, we as wondering, bith wise whiles, to regulate the ways and woes of mankind, fi Killagan to Spinora and back. Behind the store, the heed race run to the corn mill, bith lang awa, and another quaint streech brought the Laid under the Benelub road and down to the big dam at the lant mill, the end lang buried, the other quaint this many years. The Laid's journey through our world, and we never jaloosed, through time as weel, was gaily our. By the last slush, under the mill rodden, it raced and tumbled down the back faw, splashing and chittering and jibbling under the hanging branches, to run together with the lint mill's tail race back into the water at Cumfrey, to They ran on and on through where shortening days were quite mining. By Dunsmore's Brig, where the big water bends, paling stabs and barbed wire mark out where the lead yens run.